Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge explosion ripped through the center of the rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40 people, many of them civilians, displaced by months of conflict and devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Blast coincides with a fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran accused of killing 5 people, wounding 6 others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the Fort Lauderdale airport.
Indications are that he came here to carry out this horrific attack. We have not identified any triggers that would have caused this attack, but again, it's very early in the investigation, and we're pursuing all angles and what prompted him to carry out such a horrific attack.
Airport shut down after Friday's attack reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara says he has reached an agreement with rebellious soldiers to end a brief mutiny, but the deal appeared to be on the verge of crumbling less than 2 hours later. In Bouake, the northern city where the uprising began, soldiers denounced an insufficient. The president's reassurance is that their financial demands would be met. This is VOA News.